shall flow rivers of life. When the victory is attained and the life of Jesus Christ bubbles and moves inside, then out of your belly flows rivers of living water, the living water of ever. Corruption of the world through the grace and love of Christ, you fully remember in spirit and truth the way you came in to this life, and being fully persuaded that the way to continue is by simple faith through grace, and then you stand up in your being fully confident that the life before you is finished. Way by religious works, neither by the efforts of natural man. You came by the grace and the love of God revealed through Jesus Christ. And being fully persuaded that the way of eternity is by grace through simple faith. stronger. You stand confident that the journey you will finish, because it already has been finished through Christ. Father, explain his order to you. First, I give you life. All the natures of mine I give you through my loving Son, Jesus Christ. Then next, I take my love and melt them up. I meld them all together, and you feel so weak, you think you'll never live. But the third step, I give you the strength of my life. Quickening of my strength, and like lightning it runs all through you. Nothing in creation can stand against them. So turn thou unto me for my strength. Confessing my Father has been made like you, has been made strong in your life. Then feel the lightning of my strength begin to quicken and move on through your body. Oh, oh, oh. Everybody stand up. Stand up. Ah, oh, ah. Ah, oh. Look here, starts inside you, and it quickens a little in your body. And the first thing you know, like lightning and thunder. It moves from your feet to your head. Ah, oh, ah, ah, oh, ah, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, ah, oh, ah, ah, oh, ah, oh, ah, ah, oh, ah, ah, and the glory that follows, the body cannot contain. And you move into a new place. But the glory you receive and the strength of my lightning begins to move you all over the place. And my love and my strength gets all mixed together. Then you'll understand what I meant when I said, dominion, I give you over everything. Lightning, it is thunder and fire, and it burns before and behind, and it moves you along, what shivered in your body, and then it burns and burns and burns. Revealed in earth, his life, his love, and his strength. Now binding all together inside of his people. Who has ever seen such a thing? Oh. in that day when God visits his people, they shall move in joy and even crawl out in the bed on which they sleep. In my legs and my thigh, in my stomach, my chest, my arm and my head, surely strength is mine. Strength of lightning, it's hard to understand how man can be running like a strong man, yet be standing still on the inside. Of heaven revealed in the scriptures by John, when a whole multitude no man could number stood with their harps on a sea of glass, and in power and strength of life, showing you how you could live. So streets of heaven and I stand on the sea of glass. Oh! Stop there. In obedience to me, he gave a are necessary to bring forth my life. From out of your fleshly body, first my eyes, and then the melting of my love, but then the lightning of my sweet. Move into my strength. One is dancing on a sea of glass. Watch it now. The other is to form you. Oh, into my strength. And step right in it and stand still. And the strength of life that moves through you. Oh, it's hard to understand. The lightning of God. Move in. He's jump around there. Move on out. But remember this. This is a life of faith. Once you feel that first quickening, you yield to that quickening, then a thousandfold more then belongs unto you. A whirlwind of strength. A resurrection power moving on for you. And the glory of God has been revealed in the whirlwind of my heavenly strength. Then I'll lift you in my heavenly power. Nothing happens, but in simple faith, breathing in your heart, has believed the whirlwind of your strength. Oh. As they move in my strength, for I've chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise and prudent. what I spoke to my prophet, that in the day of victory it will be said that all the people that move in my life shall begin to cry aloud in their bed. Begin. 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 could tell you. But you've got enough for them. I know you. You'll bunch your spiritual pigs and give you any more, surely any strength you will drown. Take your mantle, move it from side to side, identify with it. Feel it move the strength of God through your body. Now give it a little twist, just like this, and watch his power begin. Yourself with it. Tried and tested ways for thousands of years, God's victorious people have identified in faith with him. And everyone that identified in simple faith, his power, life, love, and strength moved in them in a supernatural way. Now are you better than them? Trumpet all the time. You can let the trumpet play you by simply putting it up and down and let the voice of a trumpet come through you. And you're fully free to try, but I guarantee you anything on a faith is sin and death to fall. Paul the apostle spoke and said, whatsoever not faith, that is sin unto you, because any anything you do not of faith. It brings death and weakness in you. Listen to another secret, so you'll understand. By the words of your mouth, you're snared. If you let the words of your mouth go bumpity bump, then they'll snare your feet and string. Bum bum, 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 bum bum. Remember this, if you'll fill your mouth with faith confessions, you'll crowd out all negative talking, and you'll end up a life completely full, filled by the mouth of your confession. Come on, strong strength of God, moving all in me. And the fierceness of lightning and power and life is now moving in me. There's fire all over your being. So why not fill your mouth with confession of fire and let it burn through your feet and body. Fire of his strength. Fire of his power. Moving in my feet. From my feet all the way through my legs, my body, soul, my head and mind. So he can lead you into it. Do not remember it so you can try to make it work. But remember, first of all, he gives you life. Voice of grace and peace and love and power and fire and whatever. Work into the gifts of the Spirit. Many other teachings, doctrines. Then to melt them together, he gives you love. One of the prophets said, ooh, said, it feels in my bones melt and run down like water. But as he gets that love moving, the third thing he does, he strikes it with that string. And you'll think, for goodness sake, when you first get life, moving in grace, how many of you remember when we first started moving in grace, that small voice of grace? Pete, you thought you never would do anything except. Then you moved a little bit in joy and a little bit in teaching. You begin to come alive, you know. Then you begin to move in regeneration. That was still his life. And then when you moved into love, oh, Lord. I like lost all of you and like lost myself, too. You just started melting them. Every time I go through it, I want to melt again, too. But the third thing, when he gets it worked out in you just right, then he strikes you with that strength. And that strength brings the power to all of that life and that love and all of nature in you. Three simple steps. Life is in the blood. The blood of God coming through Jesus gave you life. Joy is work. Love melting is in the flesh. No, it's in the spirit. It's in the spirit. The strength is in the flesh. God chose to show his strength through the flesh of his son. And that was and is the strongest creation that God ever made. Held on in such strength and determination in his seven sufferings, in his flesh, bolstered by the life of God in his blood, and by the moving of love in the Holy Spirit in him. But he held on such strength until his flesh was actually ruptured and restored and ruptured and restored and burned to crisp. Strength in the flesh. Painting a picture for you as sons and daughters of God, that you in your flesh comes the strength of Jesus Christ. I'm glad you don't understand that. We allow something to rest. You do understand. We're just about to move out of the basic fundamentals of the life of Christ. You don't believe that, no? I'm fully persuaded that God hath and is setting his people in his perfect order. Aren't you? Mysteries you've seen there in the Bible all your life. Coming alive. And the Lord has to select a few of you out that are ready. Pull you out and get you ready and then move it back into the others. For a simple reason. He doesn't want to hurt you. He doesn't want to get you out of your job, does he? At the wrong time. Because you know what one of the scriptures is about our Father? Said he handles you just like a baby, caresses you. He doesn't make you walk before you're ready to walk. Now you, that were not there this morning, we made a tape, and I want you to begin to listen to it tomorrow. see to it, Bill, that, and Ron, that is put on here, and begin to prepare you. Mostly that one this morning was for the Pomona Church, but it was for everybody. But he picked out a few that was ready. But as usual, most of you about to begin to learn that he didn't tell it all this morning. But he began to give you just a little taste of what's coming through some of those that were delivered.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Breath of life to people. Standing in the Father's stead, as you come in as sons and daughters of God, then you give the breath of life to others. Just want to break down a few inhibitions. Open your mouth. I'm going to speak another mystery. Come here, Brother Joe. God gave life to man. Where's? Come here. Hold me mouth. Then man, God gave life to woman through man. Come here, lad, you and Mary. Come here, Jill, you and her doll. Now, here is what God has done. He's getting ready, and he is restoring. Absolutely, a promise he made there in the book of Revelation to one of the churches. He said, if you stand faithful, he said, I'll put you in the paradise of God. Through Jesus Christ, he's carrying people back in their relationship to the paradise of the Father. Now, I really mean that, setting our life in order. In your stead, Father.
Life.
Oh! Why, Brother Pruitt, that's nasty. Said that's nasty. That's not any more nasty than Jesus taking his finger, putting on people's tongues, putting it in their ears, putting it in dirt, mixing spit with dirt, and putting it on their eyes. Who told you that was nasty? Been listening to that told you that was nasty? Come on, now tell me who you been listening to told you that was nasty. God has chosen, and I'm not going to go all in all of it, to join you to him through the blood, the water, and the bread. And then he has chosen, and you've been seeing it work, to join you together the same way. You don't believe that, Ron, do you? That's right, Brother John. Smite you as they are real good. He has chosen to put you back in his order. and his perfect relationship one another. Yes, he has. Hold me mine. Now breathe back in his. Now, the father has the right or has the responsibility to give life to his daughter. So does the mother. Spiritual mother or natural mother, and he makes no difference in them in these ages. Also to his sons. You don't believe that? Listen, you can take the breath of God that's purified in you, and you can absolutely blow through your children and absolutely blow out all works of Satan. And you can do better. You can do better than that with the water of the flesh, but I'm not going to talk that because you need the breath first. You still think the breath's sort of nasty. Something happened when I was a child. God never did let me forget it. Listen to it. Listen to it real closely. One old spirit-filled person. One of God's few remnant in a world of darkness. I didn't understand it. Now I even thought it was witchcraft. There was a real epidemic around of, I don't know what, it wasn't, it wasn't thrash in the mouths of children, but it was a real epidemic of something in the soil, and it just broke sores all out over the mouth. And every one of us kids had it just about that high. And I don't even remember the old brother's name, Todd. He's a queer dub. You know, he's queer, called everybody. But he came by, and he took our mouth. Kids. He blew in it and touched it. And every bit of that soreness left. And you know, people called them witches and sorcerers. They did. They did, Brother Jai. You know what I'm talking about. But you know what those were? Those were the few seed of God left in the earth, maybe with no knowledge. But they knew that the breath and the water of their mouth was given to be used as Jesus used his, spitting on their tongue, their eyes, and they just did it. No knowledge, no teaching, no nothing. And it worked. Of course, everybody called them like all the old false church does, they're witches, sorcerers, that way. They had to bear that. Preserve the truth for you and I today. Maybe just little smatterings, but just enough to put a witness in my life, your life, and others. So when the truth comes and you see it in the Bible, it says mine.